Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, it's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Well, it's Wednesday right here at the top. Hour number 3, Josh Newberg is with us on Wednesdays, and there's news because we're trying to find a head coach for them. First question, Berg, is from Jeff in Chicago. He wants to know if there's anything going on with Florida State and his IU coach, Tom Allen.
No, there's not. He was mentioned in a report. I can't even remember who named him. Maybe it was Football Scoop, or maybe Football Scoop was aggregating it, but that's where I read it. So, no, I know Tom Allen from his days at USF as the DC. I think he'd do a good job, but no, Tom Allen's not in the hunt for the FSU job.
Is the lead candidate seemingly Mark Norvell at Memphis?
Yes, I would say so. Right now, odds-on favorite, looking at Mike Norvell at Memphis. An announcement wouldn't come until probably Sunday, because he is playing in his conference championship game this weekend. So as we get closer and closer to the weekend, I think FSU fans should continue to do their research on Mike Norvell and start to get to know who he is and kind of what he brings to a program.
Now, what's the deal with the stadium, Doak Campbell, where they're preparing the field for some kind? Do they make the announcement on the field or what?
Paintgate was a big thing on Monday. They were in the process of painting the field on Monday. It did get done by at some point on Monday. All of this, it seems like every Tuesday or every week there's a Tuesday at 2 p.m. press conference that starts getting rumored. So this kind of fed the flames of a Tuesday at 2 p.m. press conference. Well, Monday came, you know, the insiders, I do this with quotation marks, the insiders had been saying an announcement Monday, 2 p.m. press conference on Tuesday. So people started seeing the field being painted. They saw the Champions Club being organized and a stage being set up. And it's Wednesday, Bill, at 9 a.m. Eastern. There was no press conference to report on yesterday. And they actually took down the stage at some point yesterday, and there was photos of that as well. So all of the alarms that were raised on Monday are now quiet.
What's going on with USF? And I've seen some of your tweets. Are they seriously looking at Willie Taggart?
Yeah, I'd been told, and there's a report in the St. Pete Times, I think last night, that there had been contact. Now, I wasn't told that there had been contact directly with Willie Taggart, but I was told that in the day after the firing of Charlie Strong, USF did reach out to Sexton, Willie Taggart's agent, and there has been contact. Now, that I was told that yesterday morning. I don't know what's progressed since then. I also don't know who else is involved or how serious they are with Willie Taggart, but I know he's interested, and I know they've reached out. So we'll see if how about that? What if Willie Taggart was hired at USF before FSU as a head coach?
Yeah, that would be interesting. Also, I'm assuming there's an offset in Willie Taggart's contract, which would relieve Florida State of some of his salary, right?
I'd have to look into it. There may be. I know it's pretty commonplace for there to be offset language in coaching contracts. So I'll have to look into that. But, you know, one way or another, Willie Taggart's still going to get his money.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you there. Now,
a few of some.
You've talked about your time covering USF, and Jim Levitt was there, and the times he kicked you out, even though he's not an enemy of yours now. What is the story on Levitt? I was looking somewhere, reading somewhere, might have been you, where is he, not that he's up for that job, even though he did do a good job, but the circumstances of his ouster were not attractive. But is he banned from that? Is there something contractually or some kind of rule at the school where
he's not
banned
allowed
from the campus?
To apply. I mean, I guess it doesn't. He says if he applies for a job, the university can turn him down outright, you know, something like that. So, no, I don't think he's up for the job. I don't think he's involved in it, but he is out on the road recruiting for Florida State, and I had a high school coach tell me that he's been by kind of politicking for the USF job. I mean, you know, probably all just as fun. I don't think he has a legit shot. He probably knows he doesn't, but I think Jim just likes to apply pressure when he can and kind of shake things up a little bit, so... he's been out there kind of talking it up. I think he'd do a great job. I don't think anybody thinks he wouldn't do a great job. I just don't think the USF administration is going to go in that direction.
But I thought I read somewhere, and again, I don't even know the proper language here, but that he, due to the way it ended, he's banned from the campus or something.
Yeah, there's no way he's going to be the next head coach at USF. But Jim just likes to kind of shake the trees a little bit and keep everybody on their toes, and, you know, make sure everybody knows that he's still out there. You know, he'll be working somewhere. I think in 2020, my best guess is Jim Levitt is calling a defense somewhere on the West Coast.
So it goes back out west.
I think so, yes. His wife and his child still living in Colorado, still has a home in Colorado. He spent the summer down here in St. Petersburg because his 91-year-old mother spent some time with her since he was out of coaching, and then has really been up in Tallahassee since September, and that's not a permanent spot for him either. So his home is still kind of in Colorado. I think he likes the Pac-10. I think he still has a lot of ties back there, and, yeah, I think when it's all said and done, I think he ends up out west.
What about Lane Kiffin? Is Lane Kiffin up for the job there?
He's up for everything. Just ask Lane Kiffin.
I know. Arkansas, USF, what other jobs is he up for?
Tulane, or, you know, once all these secondary jobs open up, you're going to see, like, Memphis open up. We'll see. I don't know. Lane Kiffin has successfully injected his name into every coaching search, but it only takes one. You only got to have one AD believe in you and hire you. And, you know, Lane's name has run the circles enough. I think he gets out of FAU this year. I think he bounces somewhere. Maybe an Ole Miss, maybe an Arkansas. I kind of like those spots for him.
Well, and I'll say this. We have fun with Lane Kiffin because it's fun having fun with him. But I don't think he's the same guy as the perceived immature brat he was 10 years ago. Is that a fair assessment?
I think it'd be fair to say anybody has matured and learned from what they were doing 10 years ago, right? Especially somebody that was the youngest head coach in the profession at the time when he was hired, and kind of did things a little bit his way. And I think he now understands that if he wants to be at the big kids' table and coach with the Sabins and all those kind of guys, then he's going to have to act like one of those guys a little bit more. So I think he's still going to have his personality, but, yeah, I think some of the stuff he's going to clean up if he wants to get a job at the Power 5 level.
Podcast is the Big Three Roll-Up. Berg is on there. Uncle Silk is on there, and also Kev. And you've got a Florida State, a Florida, and a Miami representation on the podcast. What is the thinking with Manny Diaz in year one now that the regular season is done?
They're stuck. I think the thinking is hopefully Manny learned. Talk about it. They're waiting on me to get off here and record the Big Three Roll-Up after this. But
I think
that, you know, there's really nothing. They just got to hope and pray. They just got to hope and pray that Manny gets it together. We saw a lot of the coaching staff hires last offseason, and everybody was scratching their head at some of the names. So I'm eager to see what Manny does with his staff after early signing period. I think if he didn't make any changes right after that Duke game, then he's going to ride it out until after signing period, the early one, and then make some changes. So we'll see. But without, you know, they're not going to make a change at head coach. So you just got to hope that Manny can get these guys together and start recruiting and get it moving.
Where's Felipe Franks going to end up?
I don't know. I'm going to ask Silk. That's an interesting question. He's got a pretty good skill set. He's going to be a grad transfer. He can walk in and play. I think there'll be teams lined up for his services. Not at the highest level, but he'll have some options.
How big of a shock, now that we've again finished the regular season, the season that Kyle Trask put together, having not ever started a game since his freshman year of high school?
It's pretty remarkable. Credit to him. Credit to the coaches that recruited him. I remember giving Markwell Blackwell was over at UF at the time. He was on staff with McElwain, and he's now Houston's OC. But I remember, you know, asking Blackwell, like, man, what the hell? Are you guys really going to sign this kid? You know, because he was committed for a while. And I was like, you're not really going to sign this kid. And he was like, Berg, I'm telling you, he's the truth. He's going to play here. Sure enough, I was on the phone with Blackwell yesterday, and I brought up Trask, and he was just laughing. But, yeah, credit to those guys that, you know, and Kyle Trask himself. He stood in there, and this is kind of what happens. You get your opportunity, and you got to make the most of it. I think a lot of quarterbacks could kind of watch and see what Kyle Trask did and understand that it only takes one opportunity. Look, Felipe Franks is transferring.
Berg, tell everybody about the Big Three Roll-Up.
Thursdays at 7 a.m. You guys can get it on Spotify, iTunes, really wherever you get your podcast. So we're going to record it in about 5 minutes. So it'll be posted tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Check it out.
Good stuff, Berg. See you next week, man.
All right. Bye, Bill.
There you go. Do you think that by next Wednesday, when we have Berg back, they'll have a coach? I mean, I'm not, that's not me being Mr. Negative here. I'm not saying that it's the end of the world. Frankly, I don't care how long it takes for you to get a coach if the end game is you get it right. I don't give a damn if it interrupts early signing, meaning it hurts you because you're late and the players don't know who the new coach is, so you're not able to sign what you want to sign. I don't care about that. I don't give a rip. You, one of my top rules, I got lots of rules at the top, one of my very top rules is that you don't rush getting a coach if you're eventually going to get the right coach now. And you never hire a coach based on what the players want. That is not a consideration. Players come and go. They're at that age, players in college don't have a damn clue as to the planet Earth. Okay? They're really not. They're a little further advanced than high school because high school you're at home and all that. College you're away, so it's another step. You're still not anywhere near where you need to be when it comes to the real planet Earth. You never listen to players when it comes to who the coach is going to be. That's not even a 0.1% consideration. Now, you need to get the hire right regardless of who you're listening to or who you're not listening to. So I'm not saying that they've got to have a coach by next Wednesday, and if they don't, then it's some kind of catastrophe. Now, I am saying that I'm pessimistic because it's Florida State, and their leadership does not have a lot of recent good deeds on the resume. But again, I don't, commitments is the 18th, 2 weeks from today, right? That's the beginning of the early signing period, the 72-hour window. And if you don't have a coach by then, but you're eventually going to get the right guy, I don't give a damn about that period. Don't sign anybody. Because if you get the right guy, none of that will matter. Never, ever. Let me repeat this. Never, ever listen to players about who the coach needs to be in any hire. I don't care what sport it is, what level it is. That's never a consideration. And if it is, you are a weak-minded leader who shouldn't be leading. Okay, got to get a break. We have a call coming back, 615-844-5600. Goggin, Cold Hall Studios, Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It's been very eventful out here as far as the number of accidents that we've seen for some reason. They're working wreck 3900 block of Lebanon Pike there in Hermitage. We've had several over in Hermitage this morning. Also finishing one at Clarksville Pike at Ed Temple Boulevard. That may have some minor injuries. Bell Road at Smith Springs Road. If you don't know that intersection, let me tell you, it doesn't take a wreck for that to back up through there on Bell Road again at Smith Springs. Now we do have a crash at that intersection. Hey, if you're looking for some holiday cash, Choice Cash has a way to borrow up to $10,000. Call Choice Cash, 1-800-658-9816.
I want you to listen to what is a very important message from my friends at Shield Law Group and my buddy Bill Kalutis. Your credit report is really important. What if you've been the victim of identity theft, or you have an item on your credit that doesn't even belong to you, or you've been turned down for a mortgage, credit card, car loan, rental housing, job, or insurance? Okay, you get the picture. The credit report is vital. You need it to be the very best it can be. And for a lot of us, we don't even know what our score is. So that's why I bring on ShieldLawGroup.com, my friend Bill Kalutis, and his phone number, 615-742-8020. You know what? It might be the most important phone call you make all day. ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kalutis.
Hey, what you reading?
It's called The Ledger. There's a great column on the Titans.
So it's a sports publication?
No, not just sports. Like, see here, there's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. And you can get all the information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene. There's profiles of community leaders and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports?
Yes, including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Expensive?
Is free expensive?
Free, huh?
Yeah, grab you one at hundreds of locations and tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one up today.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
And your listeners need to know that the nicest guy at SEC Media Days is Johnny Ballpark Franks.
You've always been so kind.
It's just true. It's easy to tell the truth, Johnny.
Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I'm constantly amazed when I drive in. I often stay at the Omni downtown.
Weekdays starting at 4 from Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. We're going to see sunny skies and get up to a comfortable 55 today. We'll see clear skies tonight and down to 34. Tomorrow, clouds roll in and we'll get up to 57. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Ryan. Sports Radio WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
Commitment. 2 weeks away. Can't wait. Bring anybody you want. You're all invited. We'll be at the Omni. Yeah, doing it from the Omni. And it will be a night and morning to remember. Let me put it that way. Cosby Cattleman, what's happening?
Happy Hump Day, Willie King.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill, got a little Bell Mead talk for you. I heard your Peabody caller last hour. Got a little Bell Mead talk for you. Got a little fruit roll-up talk for you and a Saban question for you.
Okay.
B, Bill, when I was living over there in the 615, I was kind of hanging out down there at Bellmead Plantation. There was a jazz series I used to like to go to. I used to go hit Cheekwood, do all that type of stuff. A lot of fun over there, you know, reading Nashville Scene, getting out in the scene. Can you see old Cosby Cattleman down there with the red wine and the brie down there at Bellmead Plantation, Bill?
I don't remember seeing you down there, no.
Yeah, you must have missed me. No, no orange Tony Lama boots. I don't think they let those on the property, probably. But anyway, Bill, I used to, you know, I've driven down Bellmead Boulevard a time for 50 myself, but, you know, you used to always, I'll say, burn my biscuits or just make me roll my eyes over there. You pass that police department. Yeah. But isn't the speed limit down there through like 23 miles an hour?
Yeah, it's some odd number, like 16 or 23 or something. Seriously.
That puts it all in a nutshell right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's now they ever pull you over?
No, I stayed clean over there, but I just, you know, that kind of, I don't know what'd be worse, getting pulled over by a Peabody cop or a Bellmead cop. Well, do they have one bullet or two bullets in their gun over at the Bellmead Police Department?
I don't know.
I'll tell you this, Bill. When I was living down in South Florida, I was going from West Palm Beach to Palm Beach, which might as well be like driving from Venus to Pluto. You know, West Palm's real America, and then there's Palm Beach, the last full-service gas station I've ever seen. I used to watch these Jags, Mercedes, BMWs fly right on through Porsches, and then here come a Japanese Econo box, a Toyota Corolla. They'd pop them 9 times out of 10. I'd be sitting there eating a tuna sandwich. They'd be popping those Toyota Corollas left and right.
The Porsche, the 911 Porsche with a whale tail on the back, can go through there 100 miles an hour and they get a free pass.
Yeah, fly right on through. If there's one tail light out on a Toyota Corolla, you're going straight to jail and not getting your $200.
Well, the good thing is Bernie's about to fix all that, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're all getting a mansion here come November, aren't we?
Yes.
Al Gore's going to be everybody's neighbor.
That's true.
Okay, Bill, one thing on your fruit roll-up guy and one thing on Saban. I was listening to that, and I agreed with most of what he said. I didn't like his attitude very much, kind of still trying to snicker at Kiffin, I thought.
Yeah, he was just
sitting there thinking to myself, Kiffin probably makes about, speaking of wealth, Kiffin probably makes about 50 times that Joker does, and I guarantee he dates better women, but that guy wants to snicker at Kiffin. Now, let's think about this, Bill. Last I heard, Florida State's broke, right?
Well, I don't know that they're broke, but they're financially limited, yes.
Okay. And last I heard, their football program's bad.
Yes.
What'd they go, 6-6? They are going to make a bowl game, right?
I don't know what they're doing. Yeah, I don't even know. I haven't even thought
about these media types, and all these media types want to run around and tell you how great Florida State's, quote, job is. But yet I look out there at Arkansas. Arkansas is in a better league, and they got Walmart and Tyson chicken money. And this, you know, smart butt wants to come out here and snicker at Kiffin. If I'm Kiffin, I'm thinking I'm probably getting more money out of Arkansas than Florida State.
Well,
sounds to me like Florida State's got a bunch of problems, and they're too stupid to call Boca. And that guy wants to come on your show and snicker about it. And what about Miami? Everybody says, well, Miami, you got 5-star players out there in the parking lot. Hell, what'd they go, 6-6? And everybody's ripping Blake James down there? Sounds like that clown's got a lot better things to do than snicker at Kiffin. If he wants to run a real podcast, hell, I can probably give you better info from 900 miles north.
Yeah, he was. He kind of disrespectful to Kiff there. I agree.
You know, here's the deal, Bill. Everybody recruits Florida. All these Power 5 teams go down to Florida and recruit. I mean, I'd say Missouri. Hell, even Ole Miss and Arkansas, they're getting SEC network money. They're in a better conference. I'd say Kiffin, you know, depends on what he wants and how the contract looks and who's paying what and this and that. But I'd say any of these SEC jobs would be good for Kiffin. I don't know about Peabody now. Of course, they got plenty of money, too, and they're too stupid to fire D-Mace.
Hey, let me ask you this. Let me interrupt you. If Kiff got the Vandy job, let's just dream a little bit. Kiff gets the Vandy job. So, obviously, he's got to relocate here. You lived here. What part of town would he move to?
The Gulch.
Oh, you think he'd be a downtown kind of guy?
Well, he'd have a condo up top of the Gulch, probably maybe something out there in Leaper's Fork for the parties. But I'd say he'd be down there at Sambuca and Virago and all that.
So he's not a suburb kind of guy, you don't think?
Yeah. You know, I want to get to Saban real quick. But you know one thing you don't see much? If you've got a program and your program's in the toilet like Peabody's is, why not just whiz in the pool and hire Kiffin? You know what that would do to UT? You know, Tennessee's getting its house in order with Pruitt here. You know how nuts these people over here would go if Peabody hired Kiffin? But you going to bring back D-Mace, Mr. 2-10? For what? What's D-Mace going to be on, year 8 next year?
Yeah, whatever it is, yeah.
I'd say your Peabody buddies ought to have some questions for that moron AD next time they see him down there at Whole Foods in Green Hills.
Is that where he shops?
I'd say so.
I think that's a Trader Joe's.
You don't say.
Trader Joe's.
We got a lot of we got a lot of Nashville talk going today. You proud of me? But one last thing for you, Bill, on Saban. I'm going to clear out.
Yeah.
Now, we've seen this. I called you about this the other day about it. He might head towards the ranch. He might, speaking of Nashville, he might move into his Mercedes dealership full-time. Let's think about this. Nobody wants to walk away from that $8 million a year payday. We saw Bobby Bowden and Joe Paterno, legends of the sport, coaching to their 80s, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's probably what's going to happen. But if he's really been passed by, say, LSU, you know, Texas A&M's building down there, if Auburn beat him, do you really think that guy can sit around, cash that $8 million check, and go play in Outback Bowls? You really see that guy doing that?
I don't think Saban is going to be a Paterno or Bowden where you have to say, look, old man, enough's enough. I don't think it gets to that, no.
How long did Paterno hang around after his shelf life? He probably hung around an extra decade, didn't he?
Yeah, now
and,
now
Bowden too. They probably hung around 10 years too long collecting that check. Nobody stood up to them, ruined their programs. Is that what Saban's going to do? Is he going to hang around until 80, cashing that big $10 million check?
I don't think so.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Would you be shocked if he retired or took a swing in the NFL or something?
Yes, I'd be shocked if he took a job in the NFL, and I'd be shocked if he retires right now. But a few years down the road, If Alabama is no longer playoff meaningful, I think he'll say, look, I've exhausted my time here. It's time for somebody new.
Well, I'll leave you with this, Bill. You know, it's long been rumored over here that Jimmy Haslam has a relationship with Saban, and I don't think the Browns are doing much with Freddie Kitchens. You don't think they pop Freddie Kitchens and give Saban that Browns job, do you?
I don't see Saban coaching anywhere else. Now, I don't know that, but I don't see that, no.
Well, stay off those 16-mile-an-hour streets over in Belle Meade, Bill. Don't want to see you in the clink. See you.
Right. 16. If you're going down the boulevard, they have a weird MP. Somebody that lives over there, tweet me or call the show. Tell Crazy Charlie. But it is something like 22, 23 miles an hour or 17 miles an hour. I don't remember which one it is. It's Steven down in Georgia, who's coming up for commitments. Bill, Willie Nelson has quit smoking weed, citing lung problems. Yeah, that was brought up earlier on the show. Scott in OKC at the start of the show called in, and he was talking about his OU team and where they were ranked. He wasn't happy because they were ranked number 6. And he said, Bill, by the way, Willie Nelson has an – now, Willie is, what, 80-something? Has announced that he's quit smoking weed because he's abused his lungs too long. I guess the question would be, why now? Because the hay's in the barn, right? I'm not Mr. Just keep smoking weed guy. The weed has never been part of my life. I've just never understood it. But a lot of people are into it. I understand it. Lots of people are into it. I never fell into that category for whatever reason. I just didn't. But at 80-something, what's your lungs are going to thank you now for this? No, we saw that. Yes, Stephen, I appreciate that. But that actually came up earlier on the show. I don't know why anybody would say, hey, Bill, guess what? Willie Nelson has quit weed. What would make somebody want to tell me that? I don't know, but I appreciate you telling me. Either way. Okay, we got to get the break. I believe Black is on hold. We'll get to him when we continue on this Wednesday edition. Goggin, Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It's been very eventful out here as far as the number of accidents that we've seen for some reason. They're working a wreck 3900 block of Lebanon Pike there in Hermitage. We've had several over in Hermitage this morning. Also finishing one at Clarksville Pike at Ed Temple Boulevard. That may have some minor injuries. Bell Road at Smith Springs Road. If you don't know that intersection, let me tell you, it doesn't take a wreck for that to back up through there on Bell Road again at Smith Springs. Now we do have a crash at that intersection. Hey, if you're looking for some holiday cash, Choice Cash has a way to borrow up to $10,000. Call Choice Cash, 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren is with me in studio, class of 1977, Battleground Academy, and owner of Sir Speedy, now Sir Speedy Music City. I know you've changed the name, but the service continues to be terrific.
We are the same people that you've come to love, and that's Sir Speedy Berry Hill is now Sir Speedy Music City. We did that just to be a part of the community that we're in and show our love for Music City. Even though we go all over the Southeast, we do most of our business here, and we love this city.
Phone number and the website.
615-832-9511 or SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Who was the company that heard the ad?
Donut Distillery over in East Nashville heard the ad and said, if you know George, then we'll do business with you.
Boy, that is scary. But here's the bottom line. You go in and see them, and when you do, you tell them Platt sent you.
His favorite bourbon, her favorite bottle of wine. Magic moments begin at Brinkman's Wine and Spirits in Brentwood. Whether hosting a party or just looking for a nice bottle of wine for dinner, you can't go wrong with Brinkman's Wine and Spirits, with an impressive array of wine and spirits to choose from. How many times have you been in a supermarket, wandering up and down the wine aisle, getting more confused and frustrated by the minute? When you ask for help, they know less than you do. Tim Brinkman and the staff at Brinkman's Wine and Spirits will make you feel welcomed and appreciated. They have a passion for personal service to help you make the best selection for your specific taste and budget. The originator of local bourbon tastings, there's always opportunities to discover new spirits and wines. Looking for gift ideas? They can assist you with suggestions for all occasions. Rediscover Brinkman's Wine and Spirits, located at 7110 Town Center Way, just east of Franklin Road and the roundabout by the Brentwood Post Office. Good. Better. Brinkman's.
It's been a great season of college football, and there's no better way to top it off than by securing your tickets to Nashville's holiday tradition, the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. This is your chance to see two of the most exciting programs in the nation square off as the SEC takes on the ACC or Big Ten. The tradition continues at Nissan Stadium on Monday, December 30th at 3 p.m. Buy your tickets early to get the best seats at the best price. Tickets are on sale now at MusicCityBowl.com.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Black, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, sir? You got a moment?
I've always got a moment for you. You know that.
Appreciate it. Let me read something Pat Forty wrote. He says, Michigan has the number 13 recruiting class for 2020 with 12 4-stars and 12 3-stars. The highest-ranked player in Michigan's class is wide receiver A.J. Henning, the number 90 player in the country. Ohio State has 8 players committed to the 2020 class that are ranked higher than Henning. 8. 4 of those are receivers. That means that Michigan's top recruit for 2020 would be the 9th best player in the class at his if he came to Ohio State, and the 5th best at his position. Ain't that crazy, man? So I'm wondering where this narrative, like they do not recruit well. I mean, they recruit okay, but Bill, this is the year that we really, really got a chance to see it, that there is a distinct difference between 1 through 5 and 5 through 10 and 10 through 15. Michigan is a 10 through 15 team that can at times creep up to number 9. But they're truly a 10 through 15 team. So where did this narrative that Harbaugh is this elite recruiter and Michigan is an elite recruiting team, where did that come from? Was it, Bill, there were a lot of lies told, and there was a lot of hyperbole spewed when this guy came in. And are you familiar with irrational escalation? I'll give you the definition. I think it's escalation, a commitment to a losing course of action, okay? And I know when he came in, everybody was talking about great, great this. He's one of the greatest. He's this, that, and the third. And from the start, I said, no, he isn't. I mean, he's basic at best. He's never done anything. Look at his record. He's an extremely unaccomplished dude. He gets a lot of hype for his name. So I'm wondering right now, if at year five, they're still figuring out a way to switch this narrative up to switch things up to support the position that they took earlier in the game. So let's go back to it. Like, where is this coming from that Michigan is an elite recruiting team?
Well, I haven't heard anybody necessarily say that. I think some may say that Michigan as a brand is a very attractive brand, but I don't think they've been an elite recruiting team. They've been a good recruiting
you
team.
You don't,
elite.
Because you follow recruit. Don't go put words in their mouth, because I listen to it too. You follow recruit, okay? And what I'm saying is, I hear everybody talking. I hear Colin Cowherd talking about, I follow recruit. I thought, nah, you don't follow recruit.
He doesn't follow.
If following recruiting is following what the final recruiting rankings are, you and I both know that ain't what we consider following recruiting. Following recruiting is a religion, because it's a flat-out religion. And if you are a fanatic about it, then you don't follow recruiting in our book. Are we on the same page there?
I agree.
Okay, so what's going on right now? I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Like, where is this coming from? They don't. And so let's just look at it right now. What do you see in the future that would lead you to believe that this gulf between Ohio State and Michigan is going to change?
Nothing. They're a top 10 to 15 good, as you eloquently put it earlier. They're not top 3 to top 5 good. Ohio State is maintaining and replenishing. I think, if anything, the gap is widening.
It's going to widen this year, because if you look at Michigan's roster right now, they have, I think, 4 or 5 five-star, and one of them happens to be Shea Patterson, who's not a five-star. He is an indictment to the ranking. I mean, I remember when he first came, they said he was going to be a first-round pick, top 10 pick. Man, he's not going – I don't think that he'll get drafted. If he does get drafted, he'll be going in round 5 or 6, but I don't think he'll get drafted. And then they're going to lose part of their rankings was Aubrey Solomon. They still count Aubrey Solomon toward their five stars. So they're losing 3, and Donovan Peoples-Jones, I mean, he's allergic to footballs. You know what I'm saying? So that was ridiculous. Dude, let me ask you one more question about him. Do you think – is he just – against, like, anti-footballs or something like that? Is he taking, like, antibiotics or anti-football biotics or something like that, where he just won't catch them? Is it lack of development? Are you seeing lack of development there too? Because I haven't seen, like, they had a stat. They haven't put out any offensive players since, like, almost in the first round, 2 rounds, other than Devin Funchess and Chad Henne and Braylon Edwards in the last 10, 15 years.
Their best receiver is Ronnie Bell, and he was a 3-star, known more for basketball almost.
How many touchdowns does Ronnie Bell have this year, sir?
What, 3 or 4? I don't know.
Estimate.
5 or less.
One.
He's got one?
One. That's what I'm saying. This is bad. Donovan Peoples-Jones, Tariq Black. I mean, you look at their numbers, they're abysmal. And you and I both would agree, those are some studs. Like, I'm telling you right now, when they have the football combine, it's going to be the Donovan Peoples-Jones show. He's going to run, he's going to lift, he's going to jump, he's going to do all that, as long as it doesn't record. Like, if they had a wide receiver position that he could just run, jump, and flip, but didn't require him catching the ball, he'd be a top 5 pick. But I'm telling you right now, in the combine, anything, he's going to show out until he has to catch the ball, man. So what I'm saying is, it's a joke. Okay, so where are you at? Real quick. I know I'm getting to the bottom. I can feel you rushing me, dude. Real quick, where do you stand? You know where you stood with Harbaugh at year one. Where you stand at year five?
I'm not confident. I thought when they hired him, he could even up the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry, meaning he'd win half the games. I don't believe that now. I'm not sure when he's going to win that game.
Okay. All right, man. Hey, I'll call you tomorrow, man. I got up a little late today, man. You be good, brother.
All right, Black. Appreciate it. Yeah, I just, there's no prima facie evidence that would back Harbaugh winning this game. I don't know what I would have to pull up, what I would have to draw up, what I would have to calculate. Now, again, that doesn't mean Michigan sucks, even if you're a Buckeye fan, obviously you'd think they suck, but I think it's a solid program. They went 9-3. That's not a laughable number. It's not as good as people want if you're a Michigan fan, but it's still not a catastrophe. The catastrophe, though, if you're going to use that term, would be the rivalry between Ohio State and Michigan. And it's a decade and a half and growing of Buckeye total dominance. That's a long time. It's one thing to have a three-game winning streak, a four-game, four-year winning streak, whatever. It's another when you're going on almost two decades. That's a long time. You're getting to the point where recruits won't even have any knowledge of much of a Michigan win. Unless you go back to 2011. And they're not going to remember that. And it was a transition year between the sweater vest and Luke Fickell and getting to Urban Meyer. So a little bit different. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. PrimoSeats.com. Go there and get your tickets to any event. All these championship games coming up. NFL games, NHL, NBA, whatever sport. College or pro, anywhere, anytime, any season. And here's how you get a discount. Take the name Bill Is King. Take that name. Put that name in the promo code box. That will get you a discount of about 5%. Yeah, put that name in the promo code box. That'll get you a discount and get a little money off. And when you're buying tickets, that helps. Now, we had a question a while back. It was a while back. Bill, is that discount the first time you order or every time? No, every time. It's not just the first time offer. Every time you order, if you take the name Bill Is King and put it in the promo code box, you get an approximate 5% discount. That's right. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. That includes concerts. Yeah, if you're going to concerts, get your tickets there as well. Coming right back, Gogdon Cold Hall Studios. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. No shortage of accidents out here, that's for sure, as they finish up this accident here on 24 westbound near Bell Road. Traffic still moving right along at this point here on 65 south coming down from the north. Still heavy traffic now. 40 coming past the airport here through Hermitage, Donaldson, Randy Road at East OHB. That's a wreck in Madison right in the intersection. Riley Parkway near the interstate. We saw that wreck a few minutes ago. If you're looking for holiday cash, Choice Cash has a way to borrow up to $10,000. Call 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her, and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter is just $23.98. That's a great deal for a great oil, which is another reason why this is the most wonderful time of the year. That's Napa Full Synthetic Oil and a Platinum Filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. While supplies last. Offer ends 12/15/19.
Westwood One is your exclusive home for Monday Night Football. Hi, this is Kurt Warner. Join our crew all season long for the NFL's best rivalries and top players. The Patriots, Chiefs, Browns, Saints, Rams, and more, all featured on Monday Night Football. Tune in for all the action. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. We're going to see sunny skies and get up to a comfortable 55 today. We'll see clear skies tonight and down to 34. Tomorrow, clouds roll in and we'll get up to 57. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Ryan. Sports Radio
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Tomorrow, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, will be with us. Follow him on Twitter and all the coaching news, all the latest information right there. And, of course, his site, LandryFootball.com, with tons of information. College and pro. That includes the draft. That includes recruiting. LandryFootball.com. He'll be with us Thursday. I have not thought any more about tomorrow, so we'll see if I add anything to the list. But that's the guesting for tomorrow. Is there anything I'm forgetting here? I don't think so. Anybody I'm trying to plug? I don't think so. Anyways, good stuff so far. Good show. Good show. Commitments is 2 weeks out. At the Omni, we'll be doing the show. Come on by. You're invited. You don't need a special invite or here's my letter I got, Bill, said I could come. No. Just show up. We'll be in Bar Lines doing the show Wednesday the 18th. 5-hour show, 6 until 11. Now, we'll feed you breakfast there. That's on the house. Yeah, come on in. You'll get a delicious breakfast bar. We'll have Wheeled in, Music City Todd, facilitating everything for us. And the night before, we'll be at the Omni. And you can come by the Bill King Suite. It's a big suite. It's like a big apartment, actually, overlooking the city. It's nice. Come on in. We'll have some adult beverages up there. That's on the house, too. No, there won't be a bartender up there saying that'll be $8. Whatever they charge over here at Nissan Stadium, that's what. No. That's on the house. Now, the next morning, during commitments, the bar will be open at Bar Lines. That won't be free. But the night before, when we have a get-together in the Bill King Suite, when you grab a beer out of the ice bath, that's free. That is free, man. Todd's already told me. He said, Bill, I've got all the cases ordered up. They'll be sent up to the suite when it's time on the eve of commitments. Crazy Charlie will be there. You get to hang out with him. Famous dignitaries from the show will be there, too. Just come on by. Yeah, we're going to have a blast. So bring whoever you want. Everybody is invited. If you need a room at the Omni, we've got a link at the top of my Twitter feed. Just click that link. You'll get a special rate. If you're not on social media and you need a link to get that rate, just email me, billisking7@gmail.com, and I'll send that right back to you. Pretty simple there, everybody. Danny in New York City's coming down. He's got it all ordered. He's coming for a commitment. You want to meet Danny? Come on to the commitments, and you'll get to meet the man. He's a New York City police officer. He's doing God's work. Says, Bill, big reason Michigan hasn't done well in recruiting is when Tressel took over after Cooper, he slammed the door shut on Michigan recruiting elite players in Ohio. Meyer continued it and raised the bar. Michigan is no longer getting Desmond Howards or Charles Woodsons from Ohio. That's a good point. Good point. If you want to look at somebody's demise, and look, Michigan went 9-3. Demise might be harsh. It's a good program. It's just not as good as their enemy. But if you want to look at a reason why something's not going well, you can usually, well, two things. The leadership would be first. Harbaugh's been a good coach, but not an elite coach at Michigan. But the other part would be recruiting slip-ups or an area where you once had a pretty good flow of players that no longer flows to you. Michigan and Ohio would be one. Arkansas, now I'm not comparing the two other than Arkansas, which is in the tank right now and looking for a coach, used to have, in the old Southwest Conference days, a Texas connection that was very significant. It's no longer the case. And their state is, what, a meager 3 million? You can't support yourself that way. They can't wear the SEC lapel going to schools and say, hey, Texas, come on to Arkansas. We're the SEC. Aggies can do that. Of course, they're in Texas, but Aggies can do it. Arkansas can't. They can't anymore. Let's bring this thing close to home. When Tennessee was rolling under Philip Fulmer, the state wasn't as good as it is now. The state of Tennessee has become a very good recruiting state. Used to be mediocre. The population flood of Middle Tennessee has been a big part of that. The city is getting bombarded with people moving in. It's a hot place to be. Nashville is a very sexy destination place to live. And with that, one of the byproducts is ball players, athletes, recruits, whatever sport. But in this case, we're talking football. But when Fulmer was rolling at Tennessee back, oh, what would that be, 20 years ago, they were recruiting. They'd go into Georgia and they'd get Cozy Coleman, Jamal Lewis, Deion Grant. They'd go into North Carolina, they'd get Jay Graham. They go into South Carolina and they get Albert Hainsworth. They go down to New Orleans, they get Peyton Manning. They get Raynock Thompson. They go to California and they get Dante Stallworth. They go up into Ohio, they get Peerless Price. I mean, I can go on and on. There's a limitless list there. And when things started slipping, that wasn't happening anymore. They're not going into North Carolina and dominating in recruiting anymore. South Carolina either. Georgia either. Now, they're getting better. I mean, I think Jeremy Pruitt's got them on a nice trajectory back. Now, to what level, I think that's unclear. But there's a formula that every school that has history of success used to get there. And when it starts slipping, that formula isn't successful, or well, they're not able to rekindle that formula. The formula works. It's not the formula that's broke. It's the application of it. Just the way it is. Now, it's a good lesson for everybody. Hawkeye Jason, Bill, I read that the last skill position for Michigan to be drafted in the first round was Braylon Edwards back in 05. Yeah. Gator Mike, Bill, I will be at both events, but of course I am local to the 615. Gator Mike, we want you there, buddy. He actually lives. Gator Mike moved into East Nashville. He's probably 10 minutes from the Omni. He was living out in the Hendersonville area. Alan from Tampa sends a picture. I believe he's in Fort Lauderdale working. Bill, this is my morning, but I can't wait for commitments. Can't wait to have you up here, buddy. Yeah, he's down there in Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale working. You know what Allen does for a living, and he makes a really good living doing this. He digs stuff up, man. If you have a job, that's got to be a good-sized job. Allen's not coming for anything. You need something dug up. That's your man right there. I'm talking about something real deep in the earth. You need something dug up. Call my guy here. He'll get his excavator, and he'll dig that bad boy up out of the ground for you. At Crazy Charlie 615, at Bill is King. Have I told you about commitments? I think I have. Commitments is 2 weeks out. Now, the eve is on Tuesday the 17th. We'll have a big get-together in the Bill King suite, like a big apartment. Crazy Charlie will be in there holding court. Music City Todd will be there. All the show dignitaries will be hanging out. We'd love to have you there. Bring anybody you want. I don't care who it is. Bring Jack the Ripper. I don't care. Bring anybody you want. We're going to have a blast. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Chris Landry will join us. His infinite football wisdom. We're getting close to the championship Saturday of all the games. Pac-12 actually starts on Friday. We'll update the line, see if there's been much movement there. Brad will be with us on Friday. I'll be around all day on Twitter. I'm still working on that gumbo. I started yesterday. It's about a 25-hour process. I got to go check on the turkey carcass. Wash pop.